Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The gospel you have heard today is the basis of today's sermon, especially these words. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Good afternoon, Mount Olive Lutheran Church. And a happy Ash Wednesday to you. And, because it happens to line up, a happy Valentine's Day. Raise your hands if you're taking your special someone out for dinner or something later tonight. Nobody's going out. What? Well, I was going to see how many of you were going to go out and then also, you know, keep the cross on, you know. I must say, those of you who are taking your special someone out, I am quite jealous. But I do have a Valentine's Day story for you all. It is not a Valentine's story. It just happens to happen around Valentine's Day. 2 years ago, when I was at my previous parish, it was before this, but this is when it came into focus, right? There was a woman by the name of Mary, and she always sat in the same place. And you could tell she wasn't a Lutheran because she sat in the front row every Sunday. She wasn't a member of the church, but she came and she worshiped. Sometimes they'd offer, hey, would you like to become a member? No, Pastor, I'm good. All right. But you're here every Sunday, so all right. I had a routine between Advent and Lent. There's this brief bit of time where I'm not pulling my hair out because I'm so stressed. But I would often offer new member classes. And my last year there, she took me up on and said, Pastor, I think I would like to become a member of your church. Yes! Awesome. So we're meeting and she's really into it. In fact, we'd only meet one day a week for an hour. And she said, Pastor, can we meet more than once a week? And I'm like, yeah, of course, absolutely. I also find out she hasn't been baptized, so right around the time of Valentine's Day, I almost said Thanksgiving, right around the time of Valentine's Day, she is baptized, and then soon after, confirmed in the church. And that was my Valentine's Day for that year. She died 3 months later. I tell you, it's the experience of baptizing, confirming, and burying a member of your church is not something I expected to experience until years into my career. I can see the looks on your faces. You're like, Pastor, this doesn't sound like a very nice Valentine's Day story. It's supposed to be about uplifting. It's supposed to be about, you know, love, you know, Valentine's, right? Come on. Well, that gets us into the real St. Valentine, you know, because he was actually a guy. Now, we don't know too much about him, but he was a physician around and priest in Rome during the rule of Emperor Claudius, and he was arrested for his Christian faith, and he was thrown in jail. But he befriends the jailer's daughter, and he shares the gospel with this woman, and the day that they take him to be executed, he gives her a little note, carved in the shape of a heart, or torn, whatever, and says, from your Valentine. And he goes to the gallows, or the executioner's block, not renouncing his faith, but confident in who his Christ is. Just like Mary. Sure, it may have been cancer that ultimately took her life, rather than the headsman's axe, but I think sometimes we forget that death is a part of life. Not one that's supposed to be here, but as a consequence of sin. And we live in a world that wants to push it away as far as possible. I actually talked to an undertaker about this. It used to be if somebody was sick or dying, they'd be in the home, or in their home, right? And if they died, the body of the dead would be there for a day or two before they eventually put it in the ground. Now we put people, stay in homes, and the bodies are taken care of later. It's all very clinical. It's all very pushed away. In fact, we're scared of the word death. How often it is, so-and-so is not with us anymore. They're with the Lord. And or any other number of idioms to cover up the fact. We run from death. And in our text today, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and vermin destroy, is a reminder that, yes, we are going to die. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but maybe tomorrow, maybe today. But I would encourage you as you go about your Valentine's Day, this day, which happens to be Ash Wednesday, as you have these ashes on your head, remind yourself, man, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And understand that despite the fact that death looms over us all, it is still an enemy to be conquered, an enemy to be defeated, and it is defeated by Christ. The words echoed in the garden, remember, Adam, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return, is ultimately undone, not by the fact that we die, but that our death is not the end. It's not a period, but rather a comma. Just as it was for Mary, just as it was for St. Valentine. Remember, O man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Comma. And rejoice. Rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. Do not be distracted by the things of the here and now. Do not store up treasures of yourself. Do not try to trick yourself or push death to such a far extreme that you think that it will never come. We understand its reality. And understand that that reality has been overturned by Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.